I tell you what, when I was covering basketball, I always loved when I would go south with the Spartans and then return to what just clicked on spring in mid-Michigan. It sounded like every year I was getting a bonus, but he's getting some of this right now, but in a really odd month, February, coming back from Miami to, boy, spring weather in mid-Michigan, not too shabby for our good friend, Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services. Good morning.
Well, I must admit, it's wonderful weather back here, Dave.
It is.
In fact, the next 10 days look very good also, certainly well above average. So we definitely are getting some early spring, and I think Michigan certainly deserves that. It's wonderful.
I wanted to mention here one thing, that our Thursday will celebrate our second anniversary of the Morning Wake Up with yours truly, and along for the ride, like a roller coaster at times, has been the doc from day one. We're always very appreciative of that, and getting your wise counsel on Tuesday, so thank you for that in advance.
Well, always glad to be part of the team, Dave.
And today we're going to continue along this line of parents and kids. And this is a weighty subject, but one that I think most parents struggle a bit with in the just say no category. We're talking about drugs, and legal and illegal, so easy to get hooked on. But for children, if you don't have this discussion at some point, you're doing yourself and them a disservice. The point is, what is the right point to have this discussion and how to handle it?
Well, I think we begin very early, just like everything. I mean, even when we're with a child in terms of the flu shot, inoculation, whatever it might be, we explain that these are medications that have a specific purpose and that they are used when they're prescribed, okay, and when they're prescribed appropriately. And we begin early, and then other substances, illegal substances, inappropriately used substances, prescription drugs used inappropriately, that these are wrong and that these can lead to a lot of issues. We begin early with kids, just like we do in terms of right and wrong. And then as they get older, we can talk to them more. We make sure that we keep an open conversation going with them, Dave, because I think good communication is always important. But we use just the television. We use the newspaper. We use friends that we know. We use relatives. We know associates, persons that have the problems with alcohol, with substances. And we just use life as a teaching tool with the goal of helping our children not succumb to the dangers of substances. And often persons that do succumb, they're really not getting enough meaning in life, and they will go to these kind of crutches, if you will. And then once you become addicted, my goodness, you look at the person with opiates, you look at persons that run prescription drugs, you look at the $150 billion or whatever it is lost in a year in terms of wages, substances, human capital. And it's a pretty dangerous thing. And I think people eating together, spending time together, discussing things together, this is when we really deal with substances and hopefully make sure they're only used appropriately in life. And we're talking about legal substances, but really actually legal substances that are leading to as much or more substance abuse now as are the illegal.
Yeah, no, it makes complete sense. I remember when I was a kid, there was a mom who, I mean, she'd been watching too many drive-in movies with us, with Mary Poppins, A Spoonful of Sugar, telling kids that it was like magic candy that would make them feel better. But then later, that sounds like something you would tab onto a certain, you know, strain of marijuana. Have some magic candy. This is great. It's the wrong thing to do with kids. You have to be honest with them without giving too much detail that overloads them. That's what you're trying to say, isn't it?
Well, that's absolutely true, Dave. I think trying to explain things to children appropriately, realistically, based on their age, and always trying to have open discussion with them and questioning them, getting their ideas on what they think of drugs. Knowing who their friends are is always critical.
Knowing
where they are is always critical, certainly within reason. So if we can know who the children are with, the activities going on. Then I also believe you do have things like in schools where you have sporting activities, where you have drug awareness times. Yet just the key thing is to always have the open communication with the children, let them know the dangers, and know that we always love them. The idea is not to be threatening them, but to always let them be aware there's a real price, and it's a very negative price, that one can pay if ever they fall into the world of substance abuse.
Are you okay with the various anti-drug programs that schools do, DARE, et cetera? Do they have the right idea? Do they carry it out? Maybe I'm asking, I'm going too far with this, but yet sometimes you have to wonder, do they demonize it so much that sometimes kids say, oh, I want the forbidden fruit, as opposed to being just very factual about what happens? And well, what's your take on that overall?
Well, that's been one of the complaints about DARE. I believe if we are just factual,
yeah,
and if we just talk to children about the dangers, not trying to, you know, say if you do this, you're going to have this or whatever it might be, but just try to let them really be aware just by giving the examples of life and see what happens to people that fall into addiction and the terrible things that really occur to them, and then how difficult it is to pull yourself out of the hole. And also it's shown that the earlier people start using, whether it's cigarettes, whether it's alcohol, whether it's marijuana, whatever it might
be,
the more prone they're going to be using it when they're older. So trying to have persons not do things early, not through fear or danger or that type of thing, but through really enlightenment and education and family expectations. You know, now for something, as we talked before, if the family isn't working as a unit and doing things together, then the peers are going to take over. And when that happens, often bad judgments, bad decisions, immediate gratification take hold, and then the world of substances inappropriately used certainly occurs. And parents also, if they're taking, whether it's called Vicodin, whatever it might be in their home, opiates, anything of a type that is legal, they have to make sure that things are really locked up and
absolutely.
The children don't get access.
Yeah, you have to do that. And kids are so sharp. As you know, kids are sharper than we give them credit for. We get dumber later. We get dumb later. But kids are sharp, and you'd be amazed what they can comprehend if you do it in the right manner. That's something that's expounded here on by our good friend Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services, East Lansing. The podcast will be here shortly at drjohnb.com. Always good to talk to you, my friend.
Always a pleasure with you also, Dave.